Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Brady Quinn, Fox Sports College and NFL game analyst, and he will be in Ann Arbor. It's number 5 Michigan on Saturday against the Ohio State. Big noon kickoff on Fox, and you can also listen to him every weekday morning. Two pros and a cup of Joe. Two bros with LeVar Arrington and Jonas Knox, and you can catch them on Fox Sports Radio. Good morning, Brady. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well, Dan. You're looking quite dapper.
Thank you.
In your pumpkin-colored sweatshirt.
Thank you, Brady. Thank you. That's Dapper Dan. That's how we came up with that that expression. All right, tell me how Michigan wins this game.
Michigan wins this game if Aiden Hutchinson, the defensive end, and David Ojabo, their other defensive end, do what they've done all year and pester the opposing quarterback. They're both tied for the league in sacks in the Big Ten. And if you look at C.J. Stroud, his completion percentage drops dramatically from a clean pocket versus under pressure. He completes about 73% of his passes from a clean pocket, about 53% when he's under pressure. And that's something that he really hasn't faced much this season. But when you watch him on tape, when guys start to get close, you can tell he doesn't like it. He doesn't want to take off and run. He wants this to be a 7-on-7, essentially, where he doesn't have to worry about getting hit. That's what we saw last week versus Michigan State, which was one of the better pass-rushing teams. But because how that game started off, there was just really no ability for them to get back into that thing, rush the passer. They got pretty worn out, in particular on the outside.
How important is this game for Jim Harbaugh?
I mean, you could put it up there with pretty much every year they've played Ohio State and trying to find a win in a way of kind of staking his flag in this rivalry and saying, all right, I've arrived. You know, I did it as a player, but now I've arrived as a coach. And I think that would be a huge signal for this program. You know, it's funny. And the reason why I say that is like Penn State, who just signed James Franklin to that extension. You know, they've at least beat Ohio State. Like, they've at least showcased, I think, in recruiting, too, they're a little bit more competitive in recruiting versus Ohio State. And I think in order for Michigan to get back, they've got to do it at least once. They've got to be able to pitch that to those recruits once, because if I'm a recruit and I was one at, you know, Ohio State and Michigan. And if I was looking at these two schools and you have this long line of Ohio State wins versus Michigan, and as much as they can preach to me, well, you can be the change. Come to Michigan, help us beat Ohio State. You can be the change. You're still going to say, I'd rather go with the team that has a better chance of winning a national championship. If Michigan beats Ohio State, they've got the edge going up against an opponent. They already beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship. I assume that's who it's going to be. And then a path, obviously, to playing in the college football playoff. They're sitting now at five. So this is monumental in the case that I think Jim Harbaugh makes, not only this Saturday, but also moving forward to every recruit and every Michigan fan, that he's preaching why he should be the guy there in Ann Arbor.
Why is it a guy who played the position can't find a great quarterback?
I don't even know that it's not that he can't find one. I mean, J.J. McCarthy is one of the higher recruited quarterbacks that's come onto this roster. Cade McNamara, too, is a little higher recruiter. It's more of the development piece. And I think that's a twofold discussion. It's the sense of what offense and system are you running? And I think he's kind of found something that works for them now with Josh Gattis calling plays. But it's more of the development of finding that guy who's able to kind of take over a game when they need him to most. So it's been those two things that have been elusive for them. I do think they've found that rhythm now, getting back to the rushing attack, the rushing game. I mean, if you've looked traditionally, what has won the Big Ten, as much as we want to talk about how talented Ohio State is throwing the football around, they've also, I think, three of the last 4 years, if I'm not mistaken, led the Big Ten in rushing. Like, that's a big component. That's what Michigan started out this season doing and playing good defense, and then bringing Cade McNamara along, who now has two-plus touchdown passes in the past, you know, few games. And so they're starting to evolve there.
We're talking to Brady Quinn, former Notre Dame quarterback. He will be in Ann Arbor. It'll be a Fox Big Noon kickoff. That will be Ohio State against Michigan. I also wonder about this, and you can't help but speculate, that if Jim Harbaugh doesn't beat Ohio State this time around, does he look at that Chicago Bears opening? It's going to be open. And I just wonder, you don't want to turn your back on your alma mater, but that might be one of those where both parties say, you know what? Maybe it's just not going to work out like we thought it would.
Potentially, you know, but I think if I was Jim Harbaugh and I'm looking at that next jump, I better make sure that it's one that I feel really confident that it's positioned where I can go and have success right away. You have Justin Fields, and he's clearly or well aware of how good Justin Fields is. Even though they didn't play each other last year, I think he's seen enough tape on Justin Fields to know how good he is, what he can be as a quarterback. But there's a lot of other decisions that you've got to make with that roster, a lot of other things that I think, you know, you'd probably rather take over the Bears when Aaron Rodgers isn't a part of the Packers anymore. Maybe he's not after this year. I don't know. But the reality is, if that's the only job he's offered and he feels like there's just too much pressure and they've reworked his contract and he just wants to jump back to the pro level, feels like he can be more successful there, sure, you're going to take what's there. But I think with this next jump, he's got to be careful, because the next jump could be his last one. Whereas Michigan has been by his side. They are still supporting him through all of this. And as much as Michigan fans want to complain about lack of success, they're much better off with Jim Harbaugh than they were before he got there. Like, let's not forget that. They're recruiting well. They're pumping guys out in the NFL. They're averaging about, you know, 9 wins or so. You'd say maybe before whatever, you know, last year was with the COVID year, but that's what they're averaging now, which is better than what they were. So I just think he's got to be careful about that next jump, because it could be his very last.
And he's made them relevant. You know, that we do know about Michigan. We're curious about Michigan, but we know that season always comes down against Ohio State. How safe should Cincinnati feel at number 4 in the rankings?
I don't feel like they should feel safe, only in the sense that, you know, look, they're sitting there at 4. I don't think they have any room for error. You know, they're favored by a couple of touchdowns versus East Carolina this week, right? You know, a close win versus East Carolina, I believe it's on the road. You know, I don't think they're getting docked or pushed back for it. I just think they have to worry about, they have to win. That's all they need to do. And I think they're in, because the playoff committee's already, you know, put them in this position so far. And, you know, you're assuming one of those teams in the top 4 is going to drop out, right? At least we're assuming Georgia is going to beat Alabama in the SEC championship game. So at worst, maybe, you know, or best, maybe they move up to 3. But I think they should feel pretty safe. I mean, Notre Dame's behind them. They're not going to move ahead of them unless they drop a game, probably in the AAC championship game. Like, that's where it gets a little sticky. like they both have one loss, even though they beat them head to head, they don't have the conference championship to wave over Notre Dame. And you can make the case Notre Dame's played better football of late, with the exception of last week where Cincinnati obviously played extremely well, blowing out SMU. But I don't look at anyone behind them being able to leapfrog them unless, you know, they really falter and they end up dropping either this week's game or obviously, you know, their conference championship, which I think that's the only way they fall out of this thing at this point.
We saw what happened with the Giants yesterday, that Jason Garrett was fired, the offensive coordinator. What does that matter to a team that is not a good offensive team, no matter who's calling the plays?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lack of execution. They can use Jason Garrett as the scapegoat. The reality is Daniel Jones turns over the football way too much. I think he's got between 7 interceptions, 7 fumbles this year. I mean, it's not a formula for success. He's in his third year starting, and that's been his issue the entire time. You know, Saquon hasn't been healthy, hasn't been as impactful. The offensive line that they've continued to keep trying to building upon, it's never really meshed and developed the chemistry they need. You know, there's just so many different issues offensively. I don't think it's going to matter that they're changing out Jason Garrett. And even though Freddie Kitchens, who's had success doing this before, hell, got him a head coaching job, I don't know that that's going to matter when it's all said and done. I think this is more of a move that signals when you start firing coordinators, that means you as the head coach are feeling the heat. And that someone above you is telling you, like, we got to make a change. Not, I'm not going to say for change's sake, but for optics. Because if we don't, then you're next. You know, you're the next thing coming. So they're just trying to figure out a way of winning football games, looking more competitive, to have some sort of optimism going in the offseason. Otherwise, I think you got to be careful if you're Joe Judge. Obviously, David Gettleman, too, with the way these draft picks have kind of worked out or lack of development, they all could be moving on. They all could be starting over again.
We had a topic yesterday, the most awkward quarterbacking situation. Not necessarily bad, but awkward. The Niners, with what's going on with Jimmy G, that they're winning. Like, do you? What if he gets you to the playoffs? Do you then say, hey, thanks, some nice parting gifts? The Eagles, are they going to be all in on Jalen Hurts? The Falcons, do you stay with Matt Ryan? The Dolphins, with what's going on there. The Saints, it feels like they have three quarterbacks, but they don't have one quarterback there. Which quarterbacking situation is the most awkward to you?
I mean, you named two that I think are really awkward. You know, you got the Green Bay Packers and their success, the Jordan Love sitting right there, and Aaron's playing banged up, and you feel like there's the potential based on the rework contract that he's not even back next year. And so how's that going to work out? Because I look at the Packers as one of the best, if not the best team in the NFL. So there's that out there. Like, are you really going to part ways after what could be a Super Bowl winning season? There's a lot of awkwardness to that, right? As far as what it looks like, at least now heading forward. And then the other one is Seattle. I mean, we obviously know Russell Wilson, for some reason, he has got the intention or was floated out there that he maybe, you know, would have some other teams he wanted to be traded to. And they've never experienced, you know, a losing season, but it seems like it's headed in that direction right now. The awkwardness of Pete Carroll in the press conferences, the offense hasn't looked like what they needed it to. Now he's got the hurt finger that he's trying to overcome, which I think he came back too early. I've dealt with that injury before. And I think it's hard to adjust how your hand feels throwing the football after that injury. So they've got all these things. And meanwhile, like, lingering on the outside is, oh yeah, he kind of threw out some teams that he'd want to go to in the offseason. And that's still lingering over there. So is this going to get to a point where maybe after the season in Seattle, they have their first losing season together, and Pete and Russell say, hey, why don't you guys start over? We'll go our separate ways. I mean, those are more of, I think, the awkward points, like, because we're kind of half that halfway point now, that I think those two teams are kind of staring at least at down the road at the halfway point of the season.
I don't think Russ is there in Seattle next year. I think there's got to be a change for him. I wonder if Pete Carroll would leave if Russ would want to stay. But it feels like Russ is going to be on another team next year. I just can't imagine.
What about the Giants? I mean, I feel like if they move on, obviously, they've already moved on from the OC. If they end up moving on from, you know, Gettleman, or if they end up moving on from Joe Judge as well, that's a team that, look, it's a big market. You know, he's a part of the power couple. And that's a roster with, when you talk about Evan Ingram, you talk about Kadarius Toney, who I think's got a lot of ability, Sterling Shepard, Kenny Galladay is on that roster, Saquon Barkley too. There's a lot of weapons. And that's a kind of winnable division. I don't know. I just think that market, everything else, I think he wants to get to the East Coast, especially with Sierra. You know, they want to be a part of that. That's one that I would keep an eye on.
Safe travels to Ann Arbor. Are they going to be nice to you in Ann Arbor?
I mean, I only started once there. We won. So we'll see. You know, I feel like there's not really much trash talking they can do there. I told the fans there in East Lansing that back in, I think it was what, 2004, 2006, I bought real estate there in East Lansing. So I said, make sure they take care of it for me while I'm gone. I've got a little real estate in Ann Arbor too. So hopefully the fans are taking care of my property there on the field.
This might not help by what you're saying now. This might not.
Oh,
help.
No, it won't?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You might get mooned. They might, you know, pull their pants down and moon you in Ann Arbor.
Well, Michigan fans are a little more classy there. They don't spread the cheeks like in East Lansing. You know, I guess that's the difference in a state school, a private institution.
I still can't imagine. What's that first time you pull in there with Notre Dame on the team bus, and you got all of these guys who were pulling their pants down and, you know, mooning you?
It's appalling. It's like, look, we're all experiencing Thanksgiving tomorrow. It's not overly pretty sometimes looking at the backside of your turkey, the way it's stuffed in there. All right. It kind of resembles that. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving meal tomorrow.
Yeah.
And imagine that.
That's a
cut the turkey.
Great memory. Yeah. Great image there. Hey, safe travels. Great to talk to you. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thankful for you guys. I hope everyone enjoys their Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Dan, I'm shocked that I got through. I was actually up at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about this phone call. So just to give you a little guilt trip. But this is a serious call. It has nothing to do with sports. And the only reason I got through, because I said this to Marvin, and he said, Doug, I'm going to put you through because my wife agrees with you. I think you guys are wrong, but I'm going to put you through. So on behalf of Mrs. Marvin, I would like to tell America, this has to be said at this time of the year, food should not touch. And it certainly shouldn't touch on your plate. So when you're having or on your fork, you don't need a whole thing of mashed potatoes, turkeys, and peas all rolled into one where you've not hugged enough as a child. So I'm just pleading with people. Tomorrow when you have your Thanksgiving dinner, separate your food.
All right.
Enjoy each item separately. You don't need it all together.
Thank you.
Marvin's wife agrees with me, and it needs to be said.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Yes, Todd.
That sounds good in theory, but when you got all that food in front of you and you're going and they're passing the plates or you're helping yourself, next thing you know, I would do this at, unfortunately, for my waistline, like a buffet breakfast, like on a cruise or something. You're just dumping everything and packing as much as you can. If one thing spills into another, that's, you know, so be it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm probably, I don't agree with that call. I'm probably more of a, like, a little bit of everything in each bite kind of guy. Like, you have a little mashed potatoes, a little stuffing, a little bit of turkey, a little bit of cranberry. Like, dang, that's like a perfect bite.
I'm enough OCD. I don't need to add another OCD. Like, can't touch. No. As my mom would always say when she would just slop it on her plate. Oh, it all goes same place. I go, okay. Oh, it all goes same place. All right, Mom. Yeah, Paul.
But if you're an adult who had that issue, you'd have to have one of those kids' plates with like the main section, the three little sections.
Yeah.
Can you imagine at the dinner bringing out your own sectioned out plate tray?
A little TV dinner tray.
Oh, look, there's a little dessert in the middle, too. Oh, nice. That's fun.
Yeah. Damn, those came in handy. When my wife, you know, would go someplace and I had the kids, those TV dinners were a godsend where you just fire them up, give it to them, let them watch the TV. I was good to go. Go take a nap. Yeah, Paul.
The great thing about those TV dinners is they heated through perfectly. The outsides were never scalding hot, while the insides were icy cold. That never happened, ever.
Yeah, like there'd be that little pad of frozen gravy on top of your mashed potatoes, and everything around it got heated, but then underneath was still frozen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gross.
And you always had spillover. You know, your dessert went into the peas, or vice versa. You're like, oh. Yes, Todd.
It would always be like those Swanson Hungry Men dudes, like fried chicken, macaroni and cheese. There was nothing healthy, and you're giving this to your kids and everything. Maybe sprinkling in a couple of peas and carrots doesn't all of a sudden make it some healthy dinner.
Thank you.
Did I make that sound again?
Yeah, a little bit.
Jeez.
You run out of air. It's like, you know, the balloon is running out.
It's a medical problem that you got me worried going into
the
holiday.
The peas and carrots. No, you're just, you have to take a breath. Because you'll try to do one take, and then you'll go, and then the carrots, and then the...
No, but like, is there a salivary specialist, or is it an orthodontist?
No,
a
no, you
thing?
Just take a breath.
You just got to take a breath.
You just take...
I talk too fast.
Yeah, you just take a breath, and then... But you want to do it in one breath.
And I should still ask my general practitioner. I do have an appointment next month.
No, but you just... You run out of air. You still... You don't run out of words. You run out of...
And then it makes weird sounds that nobody needs to hear on Thanksgiving Eve of all time.
Yes, McLovin.
I don't want to put this in your brain, but I have a daughter who, if any food touches, thrown out immediately. She can't, and it's an OCD thing. Carrot touches a pasta, I get it out of her face. So there's something going on there.
Oh, I know. I've been around kids that, you know, they couldn't eat a sandwich. You had to cut up the sandwich. You had to take off the crust. I mean, no, I know it's real. But I have enough OCD that I can't even think about that. Or I would be like, no, separate. Yes. See,
what Andrew just said, though, is perfectly acceptable to me. If, like, now it's, like, contaminated. So, all right, got to get rid of it. Mm. The problem with the caller was he was like, if you're okay with your food touching and eating it, that you have some type of trauma that you've suffered as a child because you weren't hugged enough. That's a little bit
that is,
like,
that is, yeah.
I don't know how that works into my childhood trauma, but, yeah, I can't say that he's wrong.
And it might be that what happened to Doug in North Carolina. Maybe he wasn't hugged enough. Maybe.
Because to me, it sounds more crazy to be like, it has to stay apart. Yeah. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just mumbled, what a lunatic. I don't mean to be rude, but so the peas are in the mashed potatoes and the cranberry fell in the turkey. What? That's a big deal.
Like, does this dude, he's never had shepherd's pie? Is that not an acceptable food?
I don't know. All I know is if you grew up in my household, there was no room for any of that nonsense. It was like... no, don't let it. My brothers would be like, I'll take it. Like, that'd be it. It's like, and my mom would side with my brothers. They're like, hey, if you're not going to eat it, they're going to. Like, you know, it was real. By the way, 5 years ago this week, my mom passed away. And, you know, you think of the holidays, and she was so great. Great woman. But 5 years since she passed away.
Did she run the show at Thanksgiving? Like when at the house?
No.
When you guys would all go back there, though, would she like let y'all have it?
No, we didn't want my mom to cook. We wanted my brother, my oldest brother, would cook. And we'd just hang out in the garage, drink beers, and he would make the turkey out there. But, you know, my mom wanted to be treated like a queen. You know, she was like, I'm going to sit down, and if you want to bring me something, then that would be nice. You know? But no, she was not going to get her hands dirty. She did for so long with kids. I mean, good God. Last thing you want to do after doing that is, you know, let me cook a meal. She's like, oh, I never want to cook a meal again if I don't have to. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Brian Baumgartner, actor, director, and of course played Kevin in The Office, and he co-authored a new book, Welcome to Dunder Mifflin, The Ultimate Oral History of The Office, which just went on sale last week. Brian, good to talk to you. How are you, buddy?
Dan, how are you? It's nice to talk to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Give me the number one question that was never answered on The Office. Is there one that stands out?
Well, wow, the question that was never answered. Well, I'll tell you what I tried to answer, and I came up with about 12 different answers, is why are we where we are now, right? Like, if you go back in time when The Office was on NBC, we were their number one show for most of the time we were on, but we weren't like we weren't like Friends, you know. We weren't like billboards in Times Square and the cover of Vogue every week. Shocker. But now, you know, 8 years since we filmed anything, we're the most watched show in television. So really what I tried to do through this book is to answer that question, which is what happened. And really, this show that we were making for people who worked in offices, why are young people watching it? Why do I get approached by 12-year-olds every day? Like, how did this happen? I don't know that there is one answer, but I think that the relationship between the correlation between an office setting and a school setting was bigger than we thought.
Did Jim and Pam become an item in real life off the set?
No, no, not at all. And, you know, Jenna actually talked to me in the book about how she always hated talking to people about it because she felt like that it was like telling people that Santa Claus didn't exist, that like they were not in love in real life, that it was a television show. But I tell you, a big discussion we also have is about, it was kind of the first show in the history of television that inverted the story, right? So like most comedies focus on the lovers. It focuses on the young lovers. And then you have like a wacky uncle or something that comes in and does his funny thing and then leaves. And The Office was different, right? Like the wacky uncle was Michael Scott, right, in the middle of everything. And then you had this love story playing out just like in the corner. Like sometimes there would be nothing except, you know, someone would touch great, you know, lightly graze someone's hand and you'd be like, oh. And I think what that did was that made viewers lean into that story and really want to see more because they weren't getting it week after week.
What's in the book?
Again, I wasn't interested in oh, this is what happened and it was really cool and funny and this is what you should think about what happened. It's an oral history, right? So like my memory is very different than other people's memory. And so what I tried to do was to put all of those things together to tell sort of our best version of what happened. But again, specifically to really try to answer that question, why did 57.1 billion minutes get watched on Netflix in 2020? Like that is a number I can't even comprehend. And that doesn't count Comedy Central and DVDs and wherever else people are illegally watching it. I mean, you know, so like just the number of minutes and episodes that people are consuming is insane.
What was the audition like?
For me, it was, I auditioned for Stanley.
Oh.
So I was brought in for Stanley and I did kind of a bold maneuver because I knew the British version of the show. And I knew that there was a character called Kevin in this. And I knew that that was the part that I should play. And so I went in and met with Greg Daniels and Ken Kwapis and Ben Selva, all these producers. And I read the role of Stanley as though I were Kevin. And it was over. And I walked out and I was like, well, that didn't go very well. That was a bad choice by me. And I was walking out. And Allison Jones, the casting director, ran after me and said, oh, hey, Brian. Actually, there's another role. They want you to read for. And I read for Kevin. And I may have told you this before, but one of the coolest things I have, when Steve Carell left, the casting director handed me a piece of paper and she was like, hey, I was looking for like cool memorabilia for Steve. I didn't find that much, but I thought you would appreciate this. And it was just a piece of paper and it said Kevin Malone. And it said Brian Baumgartner, Eric Stone Street, from Modern Family, now fame, and Jorge Garcia, who went on to Lost and everything else. So it was the three of us. Wow. At that. So who knows? Maybe I could have been Cam in Modern Family.
Where did you come up with a voice for Kevin?
You know, it was... So, I mean, this is way too nerdy for your audience, Dan, but I was a theater actor, right? So for me, it wasn't like improv or stand up. Like for me, it was about creating characters. And so I created this character and we began shooting. And then the writers just like, they just fell in love with this, let's just call it childlike sensibility of Kevin. And so it became a little more childlike, a little more mischievous. And so I would say it sort of evolved over those first two seasons to where we finally got. My justification is that Kevin was nervous of the cameras that were filming us, the like fake documentary crew. And as I became more comfortable, more of my personality came out.
What was that first day with Steve Carell like?
He's a genius. I mean, I like to make fun of him and I should, but I truly believe he is the greatest improviser in the history of comedy. He is.
Explain that.
Anyone who's smart or funny or whatever can make a joke, right? A poop joke, a whatever kind of joke that just gets a laugh. But what Steve was able to do is in the blink of an eye, come up with something funny that was also 100% consistent with the character of Michael Scott that he had created, and also stayed on the story, like the plot of that particular episode. So there was never any like, I'll show you an example, right? Like this is, I should not say this, right? It's a hilarious show. I love Seth MacFarlane. But you think about like Family Guy, right? A ton of the Family Guy jokes are like, that reminds me of the time when, and they cut to something totally different and it's really funny. In a show with real people, that becomes way more difficult to do. And he never did that. He never just thought of a joke that was funny. It was always on character and on story. I think he's a genius.
Funniest person on set was who?
Me.
Of course.
Who
was funny outside of the show?
So not Steve, I would say, with all respect, like he, I know you know Will Ferrell quite a bit, like very, really understated Family Guys. Like it's not about that, right? It's like the opposite of how Robin Williams used to be, right? Like Robin Williams was on all of the, was hilarious every moment of the day. Not Steve. Funniest. Craig Robinson, who played Daryl, might be the funniest stand-up guy I've ever seen. I mean, he is really funny. He's really funny.
And I find sometimes that I've been out with comedians, and they're not always the funniest person at the table.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes they're moody. You know, they pick their spots. It's the guy you don't expect to be sneaky funny, and you're like, oh, wow. That guy is really funny.
I know. But depending on how famous that comedian is that you're out to dinner with, he'll get the biggest laughs.
Absolutely.
Whether he's the funniest or not.
Yeah. Like it's a given that if I say the line or Bill Murray says the line, Bill is going to kill him. And mine might be, be about it.
I get jokes that my biggest laughs now come from somebody saying something that nobody quite hears, and then I just repeat it louder and get a big laugh. I don't know.
What's the best cameo?
Oh gosh, I mean I have proposed to so many people. I guess you have to say that. I joked before. I think I have the world record for most successful proposals of anyone in the history of the world. I should contact Guinness about that. Not to me, but me asking someone to marry someone else and them, I assume, saying yes. It's been in the dozens, the multiple dozens. Yeah, it's crazy.
Jim Carrey was a nice little cameo.
Oh my God! I thought you were talking about cameo,
oh,
like
no.
The cameo no. site. Everyone asks me about cameo.
I kept thinking, like, what the hell is Kevin talking about?
That's why I was like, oh God, Dan, you're going there. The best cameo on the Office, the best cameo performance. Jesus, that was. We need to get our notes together.
I know.
For me, it was Kathy Bates.
Yeah. She had a couple episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. She, and it was really, she and I went to SMU together. No, not together. That is not true. She and I both went to SMU. And when I was a student, this is cute. When, my mom will appreciate this. When I was a student, she came to like speak. She'd won the Oscar for Misery. And we ended up appearing on stage. There was like an opening of a theater or something. And I was a student. My mom sent her a book and had her sign a book to me. And so years later, when she shows up on set, I bring in this book that my mom, that she had sent, you know, signed to me like however many years before. And that was really cool.
It could have had a better ending to it. I mean, it wasn't funny.
Dan, I'm trying my best here. Right. I got to tell you this though. This I got to tell you, because I don't know if you're going to go here. I was just in Scranton. I went back to Scranton this last week to launch the book. Right, I did my like New York, you know, Today Show stuff or whatever. But I was like, we got to go to Scranton. And in the introduction of the book, no one's heard this story yet, Dan.
Okay.
In the introduction of the book, I talk about how The Office takes off and this crazy success that happens. And one of the stories that I tell in the introduction of the book was Angela and I go back to Scranton very quickly. And I'm told by someone that there's a wedding happening in the hotel we're staying at, and that the bride is a big fan of Kevin. And they sneak me into the ballroom, and I come in, and she's standing there through a side door. She's standing there, and she starts crying. This is a true story. Starts crying. And she comes up to me, and she wraps her arms around me, and she says to me, "This is the greatest moment of my life." And I say, I truly, I was like, no. You just got married.
Wait, you got to do the Kevin voice to her, don't you?
I was like, ma'am, dude, this is not the greatest moment of your life. So this is 2007 that happens, right? I'm not great at math. 14 years later, I just go back to Scranton. I sign 1,000 books in Scranton this one night. And suddenly, there she is. And she has the photo that was taken that night. And she's like, and she has a kid now. She has a kid. I tried to make a joke to the kid about me being her first love. Kid did not get it. It went over very poorly, very poorly.
I thought you were going to say that she's divorced and she showed up to say hello to you.
This is the second greatest moment of my life.
The book, and it's a great, you know, like just flying through it. So many pictures, stories there, the interviews. Welcome to Dunder Mifflin, the ultimate oral history of The Office. And it just went on sale last week. Always great to talk to you, Bri. Thank you again, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Dan. And the next time I'm on your show,
yeah,
we'll find out today.
Yeah.
You're going to introduce me as New York Times bestselling author.
Let's go.
We'll find out today. Let's go. We'll find out today.
Okay.
I don't want to jinx it.
Well, I've put other people on that New York Times bestseller list. So if you're not on there, then it's going to be on me, not on you. Okay.
I'll accept it.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
Go out and buy the book. Let's make him a best-selling author, Brian Baumgartner.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.